Hi, I'm Mary.
And I'm Martha.
And this is Kicks and Giggles. Martha, yesterday's game.
Hooray!
We won.
We won. Okay.
No, keep, you could have kept going. I was okay with it.
We won. 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 La 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 la. We won. We won. We won. Da 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 da.
When they won, they immediately started playing Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA, which was, right up my New Jersey alley.
In the stadium?
Yeah. Oh no, Martha, I cannot believe I did not text you this. So literally the minute the game ended, they started playing Born in the USA. I was. And then about halfway through that song, they switched to Living on a Prayer. So my sister-in-law says, yes, the United States of New Jersey. It was great. And then we waited for forever for the medal ceremony. Although I heard, did you watch it? The peak, I heard Peacock cut it off.
Yes, we didn't watch it. I didn't get to see it. They switched to another game and I wanted to go back. I thought, hey, they're gonna have the whole medal ceremony. No, they only just had the US
Girl, I
one.
got you. I got you. I recorded it all.
Good, because I wanted to see all of it. I wanted to see all the players. But yeah, I wasn't able to see it.
I did record, I didn't record every single player getting their medal. I did record Ann Catherine Berger getting her medal.
Yes.
Big cheer. I absolutely recorded Marta getting her medal because a lot of the team was crying and I felt for them, but she was beaming. She was like, yeah, this is exactly it. This is the end. It's fine. So I recorded that. And also the entire stadium cheered for that. But I did record every single American getting their medal. And also, Martha, can we talk about this? I think they went really fast through the first four because they didn't want people to boo Corbin Albert, which I don't think would have happened for what it's worth. Like, they were like, Alyssa Nair, Emily Fox, Corbin Albert, Naomi Girma. And then they sort of paused and let people applaud. But it was weird. I do think they elided those names, which, look, Emily Fox did such a good job this tournament. She would have
She
gotten an
did.
insane amount of applause. And Alyssa, as you know, as we all know, is the MVP. She would have also, I was pretty pissed about it. Like, I'm sure someone from US soccer said, don't waste the time of boos, but I don't know. It was just really upsetting.
You know, I have to watch what that replay because I honestly don't remember hearing those names. Or maybe I just, anyways, I have to go back and see if they included that or if it looks like they cut into.
In my, I will send you the video later, but in my recollection, it was just very fast, like as opposed to every other
I
medal
see.
recipient where they were like, Marta, stop applause.
Yes.
This was the and name Maria Gurma. And then we stopped and let people applaud. Okay, but we started at the end. Let's start from the beginning. What were you thinking during the first half of the game?
During the first half of the game, I thought that they were doing the same tact like but that Brazil was doing the same tactics that they used with Spain,
Yeah.
and they were looking dangerous. They were just going for it ahead, and it was rough. And the US were also like being physical back, which good. They needed
Yeah.
to
If you're
be.
gonna, yes, agreed.
And so I was a little bit worried. In the first half, because of the physicality, I
Yeah.
think. Although again, for the first half, was difficult to watch because I was watching it on my phone. So I
Ugh.
went to a bar of their own, and I got there. So they were opening the bar at 9:30, and I got there at 9:20. And even before I parked, I saw the line, and I said, "Oh no." I don't know if I'm going to get in. I did get in line, but I think they called it 20 people ahead of me.
Ugh,
So
that sucks. And also,
they came
I
up.
hate that they did that because you have been a regular there. I'm not blaming the bar, but I feel like they should have given you guys like a code during the semis or something where it's like, oh, this is a separate line for people who have been coming to games at this bar.
Yeah, so it was incredible to see that. And people, I think people who hadn't been to the bar who just wanted a place to watch it, as they were coming in, they were like, whoa, is it like this regularly? And I said, no, but it's the finals.
Right.
And most people that are probably in line early, they follow them.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're getting to a bar that opens at 10 at 9 a.m., you know.
Yes. So I wasn't able to get in. I saw the first half through my phone. But even then, like, I saw the just like the rough interactions, the really quick plays.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really, Brazil was really disrupting how that back line operates.
Yes, agreed completely. Especially, I felt like Tierna Davidson, who you know I love, was constantly running backwards in a way that I almost never see her play. Like, she just, it's so rare to watch her caught off guard. And then Ney got caught off guard. Like,
Yes.
I believe once, possibly twice. And I was like, what is happening? She is the best we have. If she's getting caught off guard, we're going to absolutely lose.
Yes.
Although I will say, it was very close to half when I realized that I don't know how the coin toss went. Honestly, I was not paying attention, but I did realize at what, like the 43rd, 44th minute, that we had the sun in our eyes. And I was like, oh, that explains Ney getting caught off guard. That explains Alyssa not being like 1000% on, although she was still very, very good. When she, there was like a play in the 30s where she like ran up and I was like, and she saved it because of course she did. But I was like, I think I texted you right at the beginning of the second half. I'm like, I'm excited for our half because we are ready for the sun to not be in our face.
Yes. And I mean, yeah, it could be that Brazil with, it's early on, they have
Fresh legs.
fresh-ish legs.
Since I was live, did not see the Julie Foudy commentary, but the thing I saw in the last 24 hours kept mocking her for fresh legs. Can you tell me what it was about?
No, 'cause I don't remember.
Oh, I know that you were very frustrated with her. I just assumed that it was because of the same reason. People are apparently pissed because she kept talking about fresh legs.
No, I mean, the one thing that I remember her speaking about, which this is the one time I did agree with her, is the pace of the tournament, in which, she really wanted people to consider that this does really take a toll. Maybe that's when she was talking about fresh legs, or that Brazil had fresher legs because they could run faster because they were rotated more.
Yeah.
No, but like every time Brazil or any team, like I think she also spoke about Germany doing this. They're like, oh, they're just going up the back spine. They're just going up the spine for the midfield. Oh, that spine of the United States is, that was what was annoying, annoying me. I think because she played and because she just overly critiqued the
Yeah.
United States and pointed out every single error they were doing. And not necessarily pointing out the other team's errors. So she was hyper focused on us, which I under, you know, it's a US commentator, but it just feels so defeatist. I
Yeah.
mean, I'm already critical, and I know a lot of the fans are. And if you know what, I think that just the commentating sometimes, especially with this team, it's always picking out their flaws instead of celebrating. I think like the flaws get pinpointed more than their excellence. And the excellence only shows up when it's a goal or,
Right.
you know,
So
so.
they're like, they have to concede that they're very, very good, but actually they've been very, very good the whole time.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know what? Does that trickle down to our audience and how we are expecting them always to be 100%? I'm not sure. I don't know. This is just what I see. Like I don't have the stats on this, but this is one of the reasons why I occasionally like watching Spanish commentators or actually hearing
Occasionally.
them. Well, a lot of the time. Because they're just describing the passes that they see. And sometimes, yes, they do like, oh, I don't know about that. They do have opinions, but it's more description
Yeah.
and putting that description in an exciting voice versus in a judgmental voice.
Right. And I completely agree. Also, I do think that she and others who commentate post US women's national team duty, I think their job is to critique only the United States versus the game at large versus what's going on off the field versus going on what's going on the field. It doesn't help anybody understand the game better. It just makes people's attitudes sort of sour on the US women's national team. And I
Yes.
agree with you that there's like a lot of negative commentary, and people are like, we had four clean sheets. Well, we only got this many goals. I'm like, yeah, but we won. Like, I don't know how to tell you, we won. When the teams get better, we will score less. That's actually the expectation. And
Yes.
so, yeah, I completely agree with you that sort of negative mentality trickles down. However, on the other hand, I am 1000% that we're going to win all the time. Sometimes that screws me over, but not this time. We won.
Yes, we did. So let's go into the second half, can we?
No, let's only talk about the first half forever. But Martha, when you were going into the second half, what were you thinking?
I was thinking, let's just kind of kick it to the forwards because Brazil was kind of doing just that with theirs. But we have forwards that are just as fast,
Yes.
faster, even their back line may not be as secure as ours. And
Yeah.
they studied us. They knew that our back line was strong. And so they tried to create, as I say, they tried to create chaos
Yes.
to get us off that. But we could create chaos too. And that's what I was excited about. And this goal. Well, first, tell us about this goal, Mary.
Okay, so first of all, let me set the scene. I'm in the stadium by myself, except there are a bunch of American fans with me, and we've all sort of made eye contact and done the like, oh, hey, you good? We're good. I am in a section with US fans, but there are Brazil fans right behind me. And every time there was like a USA, USA, which isn't even my favorite cheer, between the USAs, they go Brazil, Brazil. And the Brazilians had so many better songs. So I was so stressed out because I was just like, do the players not know we're there for them? Like, how do we do this? The cheer, I believe we will win, I feel like has ended its time. No one has done it during the entire tournament. No one did it last year. I was like, okay, we're not doing it, I believe, anymore. But like, USA is also not the greatest, and it's only happened in certain times. And they had like a song that was slow, a song that was fast, plus the actual just Brazil cheer. And so I felt not terrible, but just like anxious going into the second half. And then Mal Swanson scored a beautiful goal. I will say, I thought she was off when I looked from my angle, which was not a very good angle because I did not pay for the expensive seats. But I was like, ah, crap, it's gonna get called back. And so did sort of everyone. If you watch the
Yes.
team go like sort of wait and pause for it to get called back, and then it didn't. And then it didn't again. And the ref pointed and was like, nope, that's a goal. I jumped up in ecstasy, screaming my head off. Apologies to the Brazilians behind me. And then truly thought that I was going to faint because I lost control of my body. I was like, am I real? Is this a dream? What's happening right now? Blessedly, I had you to text to say, Martha, this just happened. I just got the worst case of vertigo. And you were like, no, just adrenaline. Drink more water. And I was like, okay, I can do that. But it was insane. Like, I don't even know how to describe it. There were so many fans in the stadium. Hopefully, the girls felt supported and we all were screaming. It was so exciting. But I
It
did think
was,
they were offsides at first.
yes. I think, again, a lot of people thought they were offsides. Now, after they explained and looking at that,
Which you get on TV, which is way better than
which we
them
get
just,
on.
they showed no replays during yesterday's game. Like,
No.
literally, no. During the bronze medal game, they showed replays. Yesterday, they showed none.
No. So, in the Peacock or in NBC show, they didn't show a replay. They did not. No.
Rude.
They did not show a replay. So we were just, again, everyone was like waiting to see the replay, but it was being checked. They were just like, oh, they're pleading their case, they're being checked. And so for me, again, it doesn't count until the whistle blows and then they start back, right?
Correct.
And when it did, I was like, oh gosh, it is in. I know I said, oh gosh. No, that's not what I said. Or maybe that's what I said
I
because my
believe that's
daughter was next to me.
absolutely what you said. There's no chance that's not what you said. Oh,
Like,
goodness.
oh no, because I also thought it was out. So looking back at it, look, I think it's so tricky, but so good, and it's good that somebody on the team knows the rules, because Soph was offside, Mal wasn't. But when the ball was passed, Soph didn't play it. It was Mal that played it, and the offsides rule is that the person who you're playing the ball to can't be offsides, and she was the one that the ball was playing to. She's the one that played the ball, and she was onsides. The other player was off, but that didn't matter because she wasn't the one that the ball got played to. Oh, and I was just like, why aren't people using this tactic more? Draw someone, but let not that person play the ball, and the other one who's onside, like. Oh, it is. And then the back line hesitates because they're like, oh, it's offsides.
Yes, and they're like, oh no, we'll get this back. It's like, no, you won't, especially because their goal in the first half was called offsides, which it
Yes.
was blatantly. I don't mean to be a jerk.
No, it was. But again, it was offside because the person who scored it, that the ball was being played to her.
And so I have not seen a press conference that says this, but I've seen a comment that says that in a press conference, Mal Swanson said, like, called so off the ball because she's like, you were offsides. I'll take this. And I don't know how that happens in like a short period of time. Like, do they say it's me? Do they have like a code? I don't know. But
Yeah, they must have a code.
yeah, no, that goal, it was a beautiful goal. I'm so glad she wasn't offside.
I know.
Anyway, after my near fainting spell,
It was fought to the end because that header
oh my God.
that could have gone in, but Alyssa Nair like slapped away with her
Like, with
hand.
her left hand? Like, she just was like,
Yes.
absolutely not today. My sister, who played soccer through high school, et cetera, and is like, no soccer, you know, texted immediately being like, that save. And I was like, Yes, that is the point. Alyssa Nair is unmatched. She is so insane at what she does. Did you see what Alex Morgan said?
No, I did not.
Alex Morgan, who was left out of this Olympics, posted a picture of Alyssa saving that goal and said, "Alyssa Nair, you are out of this world." And it was exactly right. She is so good at what she does. How relieved are you?
Like I'm sitting with peace right now. Yesterday
Yeah,
I
okay, so let's start
felt
again. What was your immediate reaction to the win?
my immediate reaction was woohoo! Sigh. Like we did it. We did it. We did it. I was so happy. I wish that everyone would just shut up. But
Yeah.
all the stuff that they said
Yeah.
leading up to it, I know people are still going to make their comments and things like that. And I'm just glad that they were able to enjoy this. I hope they are enjoying it now. I
Yeah.
hope that they're just having so much fun. They get some good relaxation in before they have to go and play their club teams,
Yes.
all of that. I hope that they're all healthy.
We'll see what happens. It's what, 2 weeks before the Olympic break ends. And we'll see who comes back to their club team sort of in full strength versus who comes back and sits on the bench like they did after the Gold Cup. You
Yeah.
and I are going to see Gotham play
Ooh, yes.
on the 24th with all of Gotham. So it's what? Rose, Sonnet, Crystal, Tierna, Jenna, and Lynn. And of course, Anne Berger, who was on the German national team. And we will be watching them all come back from a very intense tournament, which ended well for the United States.
Yay. Who are they playing? Who's Gotham playing then?
So they're playing, Gotham will be playing the Portland Thorns on the 24th, which is right, one of the best teams ever in NWSL history. And also Becky Sauerbrunn, who we both love. So versus Lynn Williams, which is like a little mini women's game derby.
You think Sam will be there?
She might, who knows?
And does Sophia play for the Thorns?
She does play for the Thorns and Australia's goalie, I feel like. There's a lot of international team players between the two teams. There are, it'll be great. It'll be great to have them all back.
Yay!
Yes. All right, Martha. My question is, if it wasn't soccer slash football, what's the sport you would have most enjoyed watching during this Olympics?
I mean, I always enjoy watching gymnastics. I have to say that the sport that every time I watch, I just get tired watching them is water polo.
I don't understand it. They it's so active. It should not feel that active as it is.
Yes, so I just watch it and I get tired. Like, I
Yeah.
feel out of breath for them. So good on them.
Agreed. I don't know what it would have been. I love track and field, which is athletics here, but that is, I will say, track and field is my fave outside of soccer. But I went to the volleyball final today and it was very fun, even though the US did not win. So I think that means probably that one, just because it's so enjoyable without us winning things. So anyway.
We have one more episode of Kicks and Giggles coming to you, where we're going to talk about things that we didn't get to, but also answer any questions you might have.
Yeah, and if you have any questions, the best way to get us is emailing us at kicksandgiggles2024 at gmail.com. That's kicks, the letter N, as in no one can beat us, giggles2024@gmail.com. And yeah, we will be back a little bit later to talk about the additional questions you guys might have. Martha, I will see you. I will talk to you later this week and see you very soon.
Yes.
I love you.
We'll see each other at the game.
The Gotham welcoming match.
Yes.
All right, bye.
I'm gonna paint my face.
What way? Are you going to paint your face as a Statue of Liberty, like Gotham, or are you going to paint your face like USA? This is a very
Ooh.
important question, and you should be thinking about it already.
I should be. Ooh, can I? Oh, because it's Gotham.
Yeah.
And I do a Two-Face costume.
Because it's Batman. Oh,
Yes.
I do love that. All right, we'll consider it. We'll consider it.
Okay.
All right, talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.